few parashas by Yechi, the parasha starts, it says, Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvas Yishana. So the Tanya of the Gyor says, Nazar says, that Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvas Yishana means that the Ikechias of Yaakov was in Mitzrayim. The Dosh Shvas Yishana of Yaakov Mitzrayim was his main chias. Different than Rashi. Rashi brings the Chazal that parashas Ustuma, that seems to be the beginning of the Golas Nikates, and yet the Zohar say that it was Fakat, this was his Iker best years, because it says the Lashon was, he was free from the Tzoros and the Tzahara and everything else, and he was like living on Habba, and those were the main years. This is hard to understand. First of all, I mean, Rashi's Pshat seems to be the Chazal almost a direct steer. Rashi says that the Pasha is a stuma because he was already, this is the beginning of the Tzar and Tzar Sekla Yisrael. Secondly, it was in Chutzal, it was in Golas. The Zohar itself is the Shaila that, why is, if that's true, then why does it the word Yaakov used? The word Yaakov is always used when he's in a weaker state, in a smaller state, like, you know, Vayishkav Yaakov, Vayishchazik Yisrael. The Bedech called Yaakov is the weaker title, and if Vayichi meant that it was a chias, it should have been the stronger title. Also, it says before, the Gemara says about Basra that the others were, Akash Baruch was Berech, the others were Koel, Bako, Mikol, the Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, each one had a Baruch of Koel, which Lechurim means that that's the Shleimus that they attained. Hashem Beres Avram Bakol meant that it was at the end of his life, and this is when he had everything. By Yaakov, it says Chiyeshli Kol was when he had finished fighting, when he had finished with Lavan, he had acquired everything he needed, and he told Esav Yeshli Kol. So at that point he had already peaked, and that point was a Shlemus. So why is it that these years are the Shvas Hashana? From the point of Kol onward should be considered to be the Shlemus. There's another interesting, there's a Chazal over here in Medrash Tanchuma. It says that the Medrash goes through different tzavos that Gedol Olam gave to the before the Benifta. How they should be maspidim, what they should be maspid, and so on. And it says one of them is Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and it says Rabbeinu HaKadosh said that the Medrash sticks it in that Yaakov Avinu lived 17 years in Mitzrayim. Yehuda, he called himself Rabbeinu HaKadosh, also Yehuda. Yehuda lived in Tzipori 17 years, and Vayechi Yehuda Shvas Reishana. And the Mashmos is Kilo, that was his, that was also his productive years, his main years, that's when he made Tash Vapeh. The Chiyos of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, 17 years in Mitzrayim, in Tzipori, was parallel Kilo to Yaakov Menas Mitzrayim. The, hard to understand a little bit what the, I mean, whatever it was, Rabbeinu HaKadosh put himself in parallel to Yaakov Avinu. And understanding the Shvas Hashanah here, we'll understand the Shvas Hashanah there. One more Indian, the brachas, Yaakov gave the brachas, and in the pasuk it says he called them together, and he said, "Esvay Gilchem, Eisa She Yikras Chem Brachas Hayomim." He calls the Shema Yaakov, the Shema Yisrael Avichem. Rashi says that it's a stira. The first thing you want to regard them is the Ketz Hayomim, which is the pasuk says Mufurish, Shashikas Samatsa Yamin, and then he went on to Brachas. So in Mitzad Chazal, it's Ki'ilu, he had Charata, and he started a new parasha. That's not the Pshat in Chazal. Pshat in Chazal is, it's the same Inyan. Yaakov Avinu's Inyan, they wanted to be Megala, he was Megala at a different Eifin. He wanted to tell him first Shashikas Samatsa Yamin, and then he went off into the brachas. We'll try to understand a little bit the parasha. What was he doing first of all, what was he doing the chlal to be the galad and the kates, and then how did he switch it into the brachas? The Yaakov Avinu, it says, Yaakov Avinu le mace. It says because the mazar b'chayev afu b'chayev. If Yaakov Avinu's daraga is a daraga where his chiyus is just like his zera's chiyus, and the chiyus of the zera was just like his zera's b'chayev, the lenetzach, he's also chay lenetzach. So we understand it, Pashut, that Sam Yaakov Avinu lives on because he was my mitzera, and the zera were choshev, they were good, and so on and so forth. There's a much deeper aimer to it. The others, each one, the three others, and each one had a different nekuda that he was coming to accomplish. Avraham Avinu was menatik himself from the avar. The first chelik of a person is his avar, and the nituk from the avar was Avraham's chelik. So lech lecha me'atzom ha'atcha be'savicha. We learn from here his father didn't have a father anymore. Gersh and his guy Kikot Shlele Dami is Avraham and Terach, and is considered Terach considered Meis Bechayev. The first mitzvah of Klal Yisrael, the first important mitzvah of Klal Yisrael is that Klal Yisrael is misnatic from the Ava, or else it's just a hemshel was there before. Yitzchok was kulei. He was kulei metakin dehoiver. In other words, Yitzchak is someone who is a Yitzchak is somebody whose metzias is kemat, very little spoken about in the Torah, because every hoiver is always an akuda. An avar is from Bereishis till today, from my grandfather till today, from my great grandfather till today. It's a hemshach of sorts. Hoiver is always an akuda. And that's why Yitzchak is in a kuda. And the Mela, it's very mitzumtzum, the amount that's given with it. The Yaakov Avinu's darga is that the darga, it's the darga where Klal Yisrael is there and the Asad also. But I want to explain, not the Pashto Pshat. Not the Pshat that the only Asad because you build the Asad. I try to explain it. The mitzias of a person can, the muscle, a person says, I'm going to live, by on the average, I'm going to live to be 120. I need kach v'kach every year. I'm going to put that amount of money to the bank and I'll have what to live with. That's the pshat. You're diagoning for the asid as if it was a hoiver. It's not the pshat that you, it's just that you're putting in money for the future. So if you know you have 100 years to live, and the melee, and you need $10,000 each year, so you put in $1 million because that's what you need. The real pshat in Asid in this Nekuda means that within the Hoiva itself, you created a Metzias that will not stop in Asid. For instance, if a person builds the right type of business, so it's a type of business that the way it's running and the way it is, it should last forever. It should last for 100 years. It has in itself the ingredients of it's a real need. It's a real good mahalach. Whatever it is, it makes it shayach to the asid as well. So when you're talking about asid, that l'mashal, the person is dealing with the asid as a future hoiver, that's not the b'chin of asid. If I put money into the bank now for 20 years from now, so what I'm doing is I'm dealing with tomorrow, together, hoiver. The nature of asid is the pshat in Klal Yisrael itself. In the mitzias of today, the asid is there already. And we'll try to explain what that nekuda is mitzad the sheresh of Yaakov. But let's take a look in another parallel. The tefillahs that were metukin kineged the avos and kineged the karbanos is also the same. The shachris is always the pshat. That's where the person, where there's a new metzias, that was ad aleis hashachar, and aleis hashachar is a new metzias, and chadashim lefkarim. That's the metzias of Baker. I'm a chadash betuvah b'chol yom. Mitzad alocha, there's an Indian that the Laila comes first. Mitzad the chidush abriya, this chadush abriya is adab in the baker. So the baker is what's mafkia from the Laila. Mincha is the pshat, the metzias of the Shemesh in its midpoint. That is the metzias itself of Yom. Ma'ariv, we daven kineged daktaras evarim and emurim that could be done at night also. It could be done at night also because anything that was done during the day can be nimshach into the laila as well. So be'etzim, the laila is not a zman of aveda, and there are no avedas for laila, except for whatever was put in during the day has a hemshach in the laila as well. So the tefillas and the aveda also kineged the nituk from the ava, kineged the hoiva, and kineged the mitzias today that has a hemshach. Let's try to understand it a little, one knetch deeper, mitzad the koichas hanefesh. In Yeshayo, there's a famous pair, Kerem Holy Didi, that somebody had a kerem, and he worked it, and he planted it, and he planted good seeds, and instead they came out different crops. He planted one thing, and instead what came out was something else. The plea of the Navi is that if the Zriya is Neman, an Emes, there's no way that the produce could be different. A person who plants wheat should see wheat at the end of the process. So if the Zera Neman, then in its Metzias, it carries in itself the Metzias of the Asid. The Koyach of Zriya is that since Zriya is a metzias that has in itself the asid there, and if the zera is neman, then it has in itself that, then it will always be neman. And the navi is mishtoimim, how could it be not like that? It's a pliat, it's a pellet right for navi, because the metzias is that something that's kule emes or neman should be like that also. Let's take it and understand it mitzat koichas and nefesh of a person. If a person has whatever mitzvah a dova toiv a person has in himself, but let's say it's not pure, it's more of lishmor shalei lishmor with it. So for instance, the person likes to learn and he wants to learn, but he also has a pnia of kavod, let's say kinter kavod, whatever, one is shalei lishmor. You might not see it at first, but give it enough time, it comes out. Because any mitzias has a everything in the world is a bekoyach, and at some point it comes a bepoel. So at a critical moment, the person will not be makabel the emes pshat because it's not for his kvodah, for instance. So in any hanhoga and midah toiva, if there is not something that is, if there is a chisoyin of any sort, if there's a pnia that's not lishmadik, then it'll come out in time. The asid, at some point in the asid, it'll come out because there's something in it now that's not good. So just like if there's a pagam in the zera, sometimes we'll see it in the later, sometimes we'll see it later. And sometimes a person has a family history of having a disease at the age of 80. It's all within the zera. And since the Zera itself was lacking something, there was some concern, so the Mela, it'll have to come out at some point in time. In time, it'll have to come out. The Mida that's not like that, the Mida that's Mafkia from this, is the Mida of Emes. If the person's learning is really learning, and nothing else covered up as learning, so in 100 different Gilgulim, there's not going to be anything other than a metzias of, there's not going to be anything but learning. If there was one pnia, time will take it out. The time will develop. It will develop within time. So, if we're to look for a midah of chesed, a person has a good midah of chesed and will always be doing good things and so on and so forth. But if the midah of chesed is not an emes midah of chesed, it has a little bit. He likes the kavod associated with doing chesed, he likes the gratitude, whatever it is, in time, somewhere along the line, it'll come out. Famous mishnah that everybody quotes always, that mayonis ha-mechazveis, if a mayon that's mechazif, that's quote-unquote, that's a false mayon, if it dries up once, it's false. Because time brings out the nekuda that wasn't emes nisharish. If a person has something that's pure gold, so in 1,000 years it'll still be gold. It might be skinnier, it might have shrunk, it might have worn out, but it's gold all the way through. If a person is gold-plated, no matter, at some point the plate is going to wear off. And if it won't be today, it'll be tomorrow. And if not tomorrow, 100 years. If not in regular usage, it'll be when you rub it. Something along the line, the test for emes is time, is the metzias. So Yaakov's midah was ki'ilu, the midah of emes meant that if a person is neitea zera emes, then nothing comes out sheker from it. It says we speak about the meat of Yaakov Avinu, that it says Leiro Kerem Yamav. So one aspect of it is Mitzat Taiv and Kedusha. The second aspect of it is that Mitzat the Koiches, each and it means Mitzat the Koiches and Efesh. Each Zriya was a real Zriya. As if a Zriya contains any chelik of Hana Atzmis to it, the Pchin of Hein Bechekek Hamasani Imi, then already there's something not emes in the Zriya itself. Where if in the midah of Erekem means that the Zriya was kule emes, it was kule Zriya of emes, and b'meila there's no mockum for it to break off or to go wrong. So we have the midah of Yaakov specifically above the others is the midah of emes. And the midah of emes is the midah of Yaakov was to give Klai Yisrael its asid, that a Yisrael is always Yisrael, api shechot Yisrael. Klai Yisrael never stops being, and it's not the pshat kilu you worry about the chinuch of the children. So therefore, if you mechanech them well, they'll be good kids, and if you mechanech them very well, they'll be mechanech their kids, and so on and so forth. We teifes it mitzad hilchas chinuch. That it's a technique how to get it ahead of time. That's not the meat of Yaakov. It wasn't Yaakov the terrorist, the asid, that he's working for the asid. He was, the netiyah in the hoiver was an emes netiyah, and the melech goes through. Yaakov is called Briach Haticha, and we said he's like the carriage that went through all the, he's like the Briach that went through all the crushing. If something is a little bit, if you try to align 10 things with holes in it, you try like in a binder, in a loose leaf binder, you take 20 pages and put them in, it's very hard. Because the holes are a little bit off. So if you're dealing with 2 pages, you can make it through with it. If you're dealing with 20 pages or 50 pages, even if it's a little bit misaligned, it's just not going to go. The only way it'll go is if the hole goes perfectly through and through. Every single piece of paper is aligned perfectly. The midah Riach Haticha means that it shoots straight through. It's a midah mitzad the Briach. The Briach is kula yasher, and the melo all the pieces snap in the Briach. If the Briach is a little bit crooked, it's like somebody has a crossbar. It's a little bit crooked. Then at some point it's going to snap because it can't. It can't keep everything in a straight line. It's the mile of the Briach is mitzad its own mitzvah, since it's truly Yasha, since it's true from beginning to end, that's why everything stays around it and so on. So the mele Yaakov's test, the test of Yaakov is through Zera. In the mitzvah of Yaakov's Shleimus, that he himself obviously had to be Shalom first, that's where he called. And the truth was, the koil that says before meant that Yaakov had all the shvatim ready. He, Binyam was ready potentially, he had all the shvatim ready. That was the koil. But the ikav kriyas of Yaakov was that Adab, when he came to Mitzrayim, was the first time that the shvatim were together. Only when the asid is there, the seder, that's where Yaakov has his mitzias. Kozman the Shvatim are split apart, there's no Mitzias for Yaakov. So even though there was Golas and so on and so forth, but Yaakov's Mitzias is there only with the Shvatim. If it's missing in the Shvatim, it's missing in Yaakov itself. there's a, Mr. Sashram, we've mentioned that quite a few times, Mr. Sashram speaks in Akdama, the Chavos Adam Be'lomai, three daggers. And the list of the three daggers seems to be very out of kilt. But the first Chavos Adam Be'lomai is this Anigal Hashem. Fine. That's the hair. The second midah is Lizdabik Vashem. Good. That we have also. The third midah is the third Indian, he says, if you're Mis'amik further, Mr. Sashram says, you see that the person is Mala himself and Mala the entire Bria with him. So when a person does the right thing, when a person does tzaddik, does the right thing, so everything that associated with him is Nis'ala with him together, and the whole Bria and so on and so forth. It seems very out of kilt with the first two. The first two are personal daggers, and that's what he's speaking about. Chodesh Adam Be'lomai is, where is my focus on Chodesh Hashem? It's my personal focus, my stimulus, my focus, my drive. What is it that's driving personal Chodesh Hashem? So the first two daggers are understandable to us. To get closer to Chodesh Baruch Hu, to become bound up with Chodesh Baruch Hu. The third dagger is a whole new dagger, and it's also, someone doesn't fit in. If somebody is trying to motivate me to Avodas Hashem, so the first two are motivations. It's a tremendous tainik to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an awesome tainik to be established to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says, and by the way, you can help everybody around you as well. It's not min of the first ones. The teretz is, it's not. He's talking about the third dagger. Tainik means closeness and association, but not bonding. Dveikus is bonding, but it's not permanent. Something can be dovek, or something can become loose. If is misala everything with him means that there is no marker for looseness because everything snaps into place. If all the kaychus become with him dovek, if the entire bria is dovek, then there's no period for it. Just like Rashi says, "V'davak be'ishtoi, v'hoi lebasa echad." V'hoi lebasa echad is the vlat. It's a permanent feature. That which a person does, the type of aveda a person does, that takes the entire bria in, means that snaps. It's like the tikkun, the safe tikkun, never goes back again, because when everything snaps into place, it doesn't fall apart again. So we're dealing with a third dag in dveikus. Tainug is a kirva, dveikus is dveikus, and the entire bria's misala with him is permanent dveikus, like the v'hoi lebas echa. That's what the misasha means. There was Yaakov Avinu's aveda. Yaakov Avinu's aveda was nizgala b'ikin zarim. The mitzias of Yitzias Mitzrayim, going out to Mitzrayim, was a type of aveda similar to this. It says, Dori V Yashav Heina, it says that the Golos was 410 years, and it says Dori V Yashav Heina. And the Goyen makes on that there are two Zmanim. There's a Zman measured in time, and a Zman measured in Deris. And Mitzrayim was seen as a Kura Mifcha, and so on. What it means is time and Deris are what determine the emes that was in the mucker. We said before that anything which can go wrong, given enough time, will go wrong. Time is megala, the number 400 and the number of four deiris, three is always, the Rashi says by Tishma L'Minya L'Nechti, that ad kan rachna aval aben. Three deiris, there's still a lachluchis. A person saw his father did the right things, he follows along. A person saw some things by his grandfather, he'll pick up one or two anhagas. Great-grandfather is very not shy after the person. Four is always, three is still shy after the sheirish, four is already out. The gilgul of Mitzrayim was, the bir of Mitzrayim was, that anything which is not a p'china of Zera Emes, anything which can go wrong will go wrong. So it was measured in time, because time is what brings it out, and it's measured in Deiris because Deiris brings it out. If the Zera is not Neman, then it goes off to a side. So Vayechi Yaakov was dafke in Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim was the Mitzias that would bring the emes of Yaakov. On the one hand, Yaakov was together with the Shvatim, and that was Yaakov's, and that was the Nekud of Yaakov, the Koil of Yaakov was dafke with all the Shvatim together. If there's one Shevet missing, then the whole Mitzias of Yaakov is not a Mitzias of Yaakov. And then the Hemshech of it is when in this process there would now be the beginning of isolating the Zera Emes of Yaakov. The Zera, once the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that would blight Nitzchias in Klal Yisrael. The parallel on Hagar to it in Torah, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, there's a big difference between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. Mitzad, it's Mitzias of Emes, Mitzad it's Darga. Torah Shebiksav is preserved the way it is. That this is its Mitzias. Its Mitzias is frozen with these letters. We make tremendous Shmira Gaba Shmira with Mesoris and Tikkuni Sferim and so on to have the exact letters and words that we got from Sinai and so on. And that's where we preserve it. So Be'emes, the Asid is really, it's trying to chip away at the outside. If you copy it for enough time, a mistake will creep in from the outside. The sefer wasn't looking, he was tired, and he put in an extra vav. A vav came erased, and so on. The test of an asid in Torah Shebiksav doesn't really exist. It's an outside force that kind of wears away at the Torah, and you have to keep checking and rechecking and so on. Torah Shebal Peh is a very different mahala. The Torah Shebal Peh evolves. We start with Rabbeinu, we start with the Mishnahs, the Brises, the Gemaras, the Rishonim, the Achronim, Shulchan Aruch, to what we're saying. In other words, each door is a new Torah in a sense. The somewhere along the line of Kibayigas Kasha has to be in the original Nekuda of Rabbeinu HaKadosh Zalocha. And that, if Torah wouldn't have that quality, Mitzad HaSheirish, it wouldn't have that, then somewhere along the line it would become a complete new Torah. It wouldn't be the same Torah through another Levush and another Levush and another Levush. It would go off the way that we said that if the Zera is not Neman, it goes off. Rabbeinu HaKadosh is Rabbeinu HaKadosh's Milot says was the same dagger as Yaakov Avinu. It says that he never put his hands down. He was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh because he had the same midah of Kedusha as Yaakov Avinu, and that's why he was called Kadosh. The Gemara says Rebbe Leitana Rebbe Sheminayim. On Rabbeinu HaKadosh's Mishnayis, it says that there can't be Reb Oishia could not have said something that Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't teach. Even though the Brice is much bigger, the Brice is much more elaborate, the Brice has a lot more to it than the Mishnah. But if Rebbe Leitana Reb Oishia Minayi, the Gemara says with Ilfa Rabbeich and the Gemara Tainis that Rabbeich wanted to learn, Ilfa went to business, and then Ilfa, the big test that Ilfa took was to find, is it possible to stump him with a Brice that you can't find a mocker in the Mishnah for it. In other words, there's no such thing as a braisa that's not the rumors in a Mishnah. It's not the pshat, just the tricks and different things. Rabbeinu HaKadosh's midah, there had to be, it's not a maila in us, it's a maila Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that if you learn the Torah, Lishma, the emes, then no matter how many gulgulim the Torah will go through, it'll still come back to be the same thing it was there before. It'll come back and it'll have the same emes. If you mechadish a din, the emes, then it lays in Rabbeinu's words. It's the mile of Rabbeinu's midah that he included himself. What it was a Torah of equality, that if the hundreds of days of development, it still has in itself the quality of Rebbe Leitana Rav Eshi Munalim. That if it wouldn't be in the Mishnah, Rav Eshi would never have said it. In the famous story about the Goyim, where they say the Sefer Yomav only learned Chumash and he found everything Chumash, I don't think that that's the chiddush of the ma'aseh. I don't think that that's the biggest peril of the ma'aseh. Because I've said in the Torah, you find everything in the rumors and the kutzah shadyot and the gematrias, that it's Akash Baruch gave it. The step in the middle of Mishnayos is a much bigger chiddush. But everything is found in Mishnayos. Mishnayos would be an HaKadosh made. It wasn't given with Nevuah, wasn't given with the type of Ruach HaKadosh that Ksuvim were given, and still they found it over there. There's nothing after Mishnah that's not included in the Mishnah. That's a bigger chiddush in a sense. The final, even the first word of Bereishis, the first word of Bereishis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it, was Chayrisit. So fine, that's Maisa Lekim. Ksuvim, that's Velekim. But the Mishnah was written by Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he had that Maila. The brachas, you find a difference between the brachas of Yaakov and his others. Avraham Avinu's Koyach HaBracha was Klolius. It says, whoever's Mevarech Avraham is going to be Mevarech. It's Mizberech. Avraham Avinu's bracha was Ava Mengoyim. It fit the world wide. And everybody was Nizberech in him, in Avraham. The early Mosaim were Nizberech in Avraham. Yitzchak had one set of brachas for his children, but it could be either one. The same bracha could fit either Yitzchak or Esav. That was the brachas of Yitzchak, Yaakov or Esav. Either one could have the bracha. It's a question, who would get to it first? So it was a tzimtzum of the brachas down just to his children, but it was either or. Yaakov Avinu's brachas was each one kefi brachosei. Each one was a bracha to each shevet specifically. When Yaakov Avinu took his shvatim around him, so Yaakov's vayikachales Yaakov letzavis. It's one of Yaakov Avinu's midah is what will be in the banim. So b'meila he told him, I will tell you the kates. It's not the pshat. I just wanted to tell him the megala to them, just a curiosity or whatever. Yaakov's mitzias is that in the children the kates is there already. In other words, if he was Natea and Natea Nehmana, then he already, the kates is already on the way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away his Ruach HaKadosh, and the Havimim and Maskana, both of them were a kates, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be Megala the Hiva that will become the Asid and not the Asid. In other words, don't start with the end. If you give the right bracha now, then in the bracha you already have the Nekud of Asidus. That's the mahalach of the brachas of Yaakov. In Torah Shabbat Sam, there's no shinui. The Chazal of Megalot us that there was a little bit of a change of gears, but it's going in the same place. Yaakov Bino has to be Megalot the Kates and Sof Yomav, because Yaakov's midah is the midah of that goes to the Kates. That's Yaakov's midah. The Havamin of his was to start with Achris Hayamin, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told, no, if even now, if you notate it now correctly, then the Kates is in that Mahalik. You don't start with the end, you start with the now. Chazal say that when they gathered around Yaakov, he was afraid, he was so in stock of HaKadosh, he said maybe it was a psul, so they said, Shema Yisrael, Kishem She'ein Belibcha Ela Echot, Kach Ein Belibeinu Ela Echot. The Hadgash of Chazal, they weren't only confirming their Amunah and saying, we're Maminim. They should have just said, what do they need the introduction? It's Takim Madna. What do they need? Shema Yisrael, the way Chazal understood it meant, Yisrael Saba. Listen, Yaakov Avinu, And obviously they're telling it to him, just like you have only Echad B'Libcha, we also have only Echad B'Libeinu. What's the, why the analogy? The Teretz is, Yaakov Avinu's Midah, what they were telling Yaakov Avinu's Midah is, that there's nothing by us that's not by you. Rabbeinu Leitana Rabbeishi Minolam. Since the Echad in Yaakov Avinu's heart is Emes, there's no Mokim in the Banim that there should be any other Shimu besides that. That is the Midah of that they told him. So the Yaakov Avinu's Midah is not just that the Zera are good. It's the Kashem Shein Belibcha LeEchad Kachem Belibeinu. There's no Mokim for something other than Echad, since by you there's no Mokim something other than Echad. I'd like to speak about it in the closer scene as it's Nagia to us in a few different perspectives. Just like the others went through a mahalach of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, over Hov and Asid, so too a person goes through the same mahalachim. And if you want to, it's the Mesillas Yesharim, the first three Prakim Mesillas Yesharim, the first three Nyanim, not Prakim, of Zehirus, Rizus, and Akiyus. The beginning of every Aveda starts with the Nituk from the Ava. Even though sometimes you start with Ava, you start with Mashchein HaKerach Merutza, you start with some sort of enticement, but the bottom line is, a person has to get rid of, certainly the person whose Ava has its issues has to be misnatic from it. And every person, the Gemara says, he has to spit out the Chalav Eim. Every person is born physical and attached to physical things, mitzad his Mitzias, mitzad his Hirei, mitzad his Iber, mitzad his Yaldus, mitzad his Nairus. Those are all in Yana a person has to break away from. And then a person has to work on developing himself. That's the second stage. So Zahirus and Zerizus are in Yana that Sur Mirav, I say Tev, are in Yana that's very familiar to us and very, very, it's Peshit. The vast part of a person's life, and a person sometimes looks at himself and he makes a cheshbon, he spends a certain amount of time, his ikka focus is the nituk from the ava, the sur mirah. He spends a few more years developing of hoiva. And then, what's the rest of life? We speak about growing and so on and so forth, but where's the base marriage for the person's main growth is obviously when they have the time to sit and to learn and so on and so forth. What's afterwards? The Teretz is, just like the Golus in Mitzrayim, is the base medrash for weeding out what's emes and what's not emes. Yaakov Avinu's Shvase Shana in Mitzrayim was Vayechi Yaakov, because that's where the Mahalach started of weeding out emes and not emes. The midah of Nikias that the Mr. Shana speaks about is the midah of diagnosing each midah what it is. If a person is good-hearted and nice and kind and giving, when he's a bacha, and then he works hard, he's frustrated, he has issues, and someone asks him to ask for a favor, how much is the midah of Rachmanis HaChesed still alive in him? A person learns as a chukka to learn, and he's very into it and so on, but then he's down to learning an hour and a half and he's tired and interrupted. How much learning is still left in him? If a person looks just at an accomplishment in terms of time, volume, and so on, so there's nothing. But how much of it is emes and how much is not emes? That's the biggest test. The midah and time, like we said before, time wears it down. Every single midah of a person, as it goes through gilgulim of zman and mitzias, that everything gets, at some point, if there's a weak spot,